This is the Ultima podcast. Inside stories from Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music. I'm Rob Young, and in this series, you can join me and meet the composers, performers, and ideas behind today's most innovative music. What's the most unportable instrument you can think of? A tuba? A drum kit? A grand piano? What about an instrument that's actually part of the building it's installed in? Hearing that sound, don't you instantly picture to yourself the inside of a church? The earliest pipe organs date back to the ancient Greeks, but they were used in European churches from about 800. And the first organ to be installed as part of a church building was in 1361 in Germany. The one you're hearing now was built at the end of the 19th century in the Pauluskirke in the center of Oslo in Norway. And the guy who's playing the keys, that's Nils Henrik Asheim.
Hi, my name is Nils Henrik Asheim. I'm a composer, musician, organ player, and like to do big projects.
He lives in Stavanger on the west coast of Norway, but he's over in Oslo today to prepare a project he's doing for the Ultima Festival this September. It's called Organotopia, and it's a huge concept that starts with the organ itself in this church and reaches out from the church into the public space outside.
The origin of the Organotopia project is actually the organ itself. It's as simple as that. There is a fabulous instrument here in Paulus Church in Oslo, Grünerløkka. And actually, it's an old organ. It's from the late 19th century and it's restored beautifully. And it's not so much heard, actually, in the musical life in Oslo. So it really, really deserves to be heard. And from there, this project has got a lot of ramifications. And it ends up outside in the park with performance stories, etc., etc. But the core of it is the organ music. And you could say it's the instrument, but it's also my work with the classical organ repertoire throughout many years, where I see the classical heritage as something we should approach freely and rebuild and act with in a free and independent way. So I'm rebuilding pieces by Bach, Grieg, Mozart, Wagner, etc., etc., and doing this with a number of other keyboard players in an open score form. That is, I'm not writing everything in a score. I'm giving the musicians modules and structure and somehow conducting it, leading it loosely. So it's one part composition, one part joint collaborative work.
By Oslo standards, anything in the city older than about 100 years counts as, well, pretty old. This church is in Birkelund, which is basically a small ornamental park in a fairly hip quarter of Oslo. It's got the usual stuff you'd expect to find in a public recreation area. Paths, benches, trees and bushes, a small concrete pond, even a bandstand. It's surrounded by shops and cafes. Cars and trams are whizzing by. And it feels like a place coming back to life after a couple of years under the pandemic. The idea of Organotopia seems to be to throw open the doors of the church and let it be the pillar at the center of the community, which it always used to be. It's a transparent place, built of red brick, which is unusual for Oslo. But combining inside and outside, The intimate space of a church and the great outdoors of a public park on a busy Friday night is going to create some interesting challenges. The visual direction, design and architecture of Organotopia is being done by a team called Hundred Søster, Mira Hahn and Stine Molander Skavlan.
Nils Henrik is the one who's invited us in the project as architects. We were supposed to make the physical part of the concert in Birklund, the park outside here. And it was for one whole day, 12-hour concert. So we were making the physical stuff for that. And it turned now to be a long project where the process of it is as much as part of the project in a way. We're doing a big collection of stories from the park, and mostly we're talking to people hanging out in the park, but also organizing interviews with the different kind of users of the park in a very wide sense, like people hanging in the park, but also people working in the park, working in the church, using the church, different stores and cafes and restaurants in the surrounding area. I think the nice thing about the way we collect stories is that it's so regular stories in a way. That's it's the collection of it that makes it a new way. But I think the first story we collected was a woman walking with her rabbit through the park. Like a friend almost, because the rabbit was walking with her, but also she was holding her, walking down Torvaldmeiersgatan and showing the rabbit to visitors at the restaurants. It was a very odd but very normal situation in a way.
Nils Henrik Asheim is an amazingly versatile musician. He's a composer, an organist, and an improviser.
You know, the organ is an instrument, you get hooked on it. And for me, it was, at the time, I was 15 years old and had played the piano for a few years. And more or less randomly, I got across an organ. I started to play together with a choir, I think. And as I started to explore and someone saw that, then I was given a key to the church. And that's really a big thing. You know, you as a 15-year-old, you're giving the key to the back door of the church, and you can lock yourself in the afternoon, and you can sit alone and for hours and dive into the instrument, but also dive into this old repertoire where you're in dialogue with some guys from 1600-1700 that wrote this music on a sheet of paper. It comes out alive today. Well, if you are hooked on that, you never get loose of that grip.
He even ran an art center in Stavanger for a few years and turned a derelict factory into a vibrant community art space. He's made it his life's work to breathe new life into the organ as a 21st century instrument and liberate it from its cliched image as something religious or as a horror movie soundtrack device or as this massive, powerful weapon of an instrument played by an evil genius.
Well, the organ used to be a symbol of power. And I think I honestly try to dismember that. I think that's really important. And it can still be interesting to show off on the instrument, of course. But you need also to show how it can be very casually taken into pieces. And whoever can put his hand on the keyboard and it will make a sound. And at the same moment, it will be music. It's not harder than that. It's just, I mean, that's how we just tried out the organ with kids. I didn't need to explain anything. Just throw them on the instrument and something will happen. And especially when many of them collaborate, because then the energy from one goes to the other and so on, things happen. It can be a really democratic instrument and it deserves to.
I mean, come on, the organ, even the name has to do with life itself. It's organic, an organism. It's a part of the body, like the lungs. It's a machine that makes music by breathing air out of itself. Organotopia seems like a generous project that gives something back, breathing life into the community and anyone who wanders into it.
What I hope is that people would want to move around and actually own the place in their own way. So to walk into the church and stay there, walk around there, lie down on a bench, or just experience a kind of massive, immersive sound experience, which will be there. Musicians encircling the audience, and go out into the park where the experience is much more ambient and it's interfering with the normal soundscape of the city. So the music then becomes, a kind of traffic, a kind of movement, a kind of building. So it's in this kind of swapping between these two ways of being that I hope the public will find itself. Utopia has something, has definitely a place in the project, but, you know, in Greek, topos is just the place. But organotopia means that the organ is a place.
The Ultima podcast is made by Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music in Oslo, Norway. I'm Rob Young. Original music by Christina Sjergesen. The producer was Regina Dersen Christoffersen at Filt Oslo. Sound mixing by Daniel Dortland. Ultima Festival happens in September. For info, go to ultima.no.